All right, thank you. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for your patience. Welcome to the CCWG new GTLD auction proceeds call held on Thursday, the 24th of May, 2018. In the interest of time, there will be no roll call. Attendance will be taken by the Adobe Connect room. If you're connected only to the audio bridge, would you please let yourself be known now? Okay. I would like to remind all to please state your name before speaking, and please keep your phones and microphones on mute when not speaking to avoid any background noise. And with this, I'll turn it back over to you, Ching. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So thanks again. So everybody, in order to accelerate a little bit of time, let's move on to item number two. Any updates on the DOI SOI? If anybody, please share your update now. We'll also, once again, would like to check making sure that everybody is listening the audio, and also making sure that everybody is having the Adobe functioning right. So hearing none, so let's move on to the next item. Next item is our response to the board letter. So Marika, could you maybe help to load it up? Yeah, thank you. So once again, for this particular item, we are also on the agenda, we'll also be talking about the preamble that I just want to make sure that everybody hear me okay, because I'm hearing a very loud echo of my own voice.
Right, Ching. There was somebody had a line open. I've muted it. There was some feedback. You can go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, so we're looking at the document. So I think the board letter is actually, there's a couple items to be addressed, but the most importantly is actually the preamble that we're trying to respond to the board, seeing if there's a way to to add or to increase the level of how concrete the letter would be. So I think there has been a small group of volunteers doing this. So maybe Marika, could you perhaps help walk us through the updated version of this and see if anybody on the working group, working group, have any other inputs or insight on this. So Marika, could you please help?
Yes, thank you very much, Ching. This is Marika. So what you see on the screen is the latest version of this document. In the agenda, you also find the link to the Google Docs, so you can see all the comments and some of the edits that have been made to this version. Highlighted here, what you see on the screen in red are some edits that I made to ensure consistency, as well as using some of the language that I believe we agreed on using when it comes to referring to ICANN's mission. And I believe we've adopted recently the term of in service of. So I've applied that for now here to the document. But of course, if people do not agree with that approach, feel free to speak up. And just to state as well, I think as we outlined in the agenda, of course, this is a kind of document where we probably can spend, many more weeks changing words, making changes, updating. But I think what we're trying to aim for is to get it into a state where people feel comfortable to at least put it out for public comment. That doesn't necessarily mean that you agree with everything that is in there, but you believe it's in a sufficient state to put it into the initial report and get broader feedback on this preamble. So that will allow then the group, of course, to come back to this again following the initial report and review comments and make any updates or further changes as needed. So I think at least the ask from the leadership stage at this stage is there anything in there that you cannot live with, that you absolutely cannot support? Because I said, you know, we can probably spend a lot more time changing words here and there, but you know, there are of course still a lot of other issues the group needs to deal with. So it's important as well that the group focuses on what is most important now. Again, noting that this is a document that the group will come back to at a later point in time.
Yeah, thank you, Marika. I'm only so before I saw actually Hadi, you have your hand, but let me just to reiterate a little bit and emphasize on, yes, we have been spending quite an amount of time and also drafting, creating, and waiting for further comments. So I think what you have said is simply that if the members, given that we will still come back for this, you know, during and you know, with the goal of getting this initial report done, I think we're in a critical moment now is to have the particular version with this wording that you see here on the screen that would like to move it forward. I think people would like to agree on that, I think that would be the goal this time. But having said that, yes, please actually let's hear if any members would like to comment on this particular version. Yes, so Hadia, please.
Hello. Yeah. So I had a quick comment. I'm just, you know, clarifying something. I can live with putting the words in service of. I just wanted to say that in service would mean that the funds are available for use by ICANN. However, aligned would indicate that the projects support ICANN, the project of funds, of course, support ICANN, the organization and its cause, and do not violate its legal status, mission, vision, strategic plan, and so forth. So that's just a quick comment. And then another thing quickly, we have two paragraphs here that we need to choose one of.
On Hadia, we're losing you. Your voice a little bit fading.
Okay, so we have two paragraphs here that we need to choose one of. Starting from, let's count, 1, 2, 3, 4, the fifth paragraph, the objectives and outcomes of the project funded under this mechanism, until we say, therefore, the cross-community working group considers the following, we say the guidelines. This is one. And then the other, which is, therefore, the cross-community working group considers the following to be important guidelines. It's either this or that, because they both say the same thing, but from the second, the last paragraph, the last paragraph, you don't have the part where it says the purpose of a grant or application should be in service of ICANN's mission and core principles. This means that the objectives and outcomes of the grant application should clearly demonstrate how they are contributing to the continued growth and development of an operable internet. I think that this statement, as it is, as it stands, by no means would be of help to the selection community. This will be an open door for debate and arguments, making their job more difficult. The statement does not mention anything concrete or tangible. It's open for many interpretations, and that's why I think that this statement, in my opinion, should not be there, because rather than, you know, making their job easier, in my opinion, it complicates it. So those were my quick comments. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Can you hear me well? And one on the other thing is that It seems that I used to be very familiar with Adobe tools, but I wouldn't be able to get the, I mean, get back to the dialog windows. So, Marika, I will probably need your help on for a little bit before I can try to get back to the Adobe chat windows. But what you have just mentioned, I think the very last part you were saying on the sixth paragraph of of that particular section is so personally I cannot hear you very well. If all possible, I understand that you have made the comment over the list, the mailing list, but it will be really helpful if you can send that again. So then the leadership team and also the the subgroup can can try to incorporate into the in the text. Yeah. So I'm seeing also from the private channel that the leadership has is so the AC room is not actually working for Erica and Yoke and also to myself too. I couldn't really get back to the Adobe the chat window, but I'm stuck with the enlarged dot enlarged dot on the board response. So if anybody can actually help on this. Otherwise, actually for myself, I'm also stuck here. I wouldn't be able to see the comments. I just before I get stuck here with my Windows, I saw there's one comment on if anyone from the subgroup can help summarize the changes other than I mean Marika just share. It seems that yeah, it seems that my Windows gets still stuck in the board response document. So I'll probably need to log off and see if I'm able to reconnect with the normal window. So with
Ching, this is Marika. You may have gone to the full screen option, maybe by pushing escape or finding the arrows in the corner. I don't know if you can
yeah,
reset it in that way.
right. There you go. Okay. Yes. Okay. Thank you very much. So I'm back, and once again, now we have. Okay. I see. So I see Marilyn's hands up. So Marilyn, please.
Chang, thanks so much. I am a part of the small group. My suggestion would be because we've done so much work on this, if we could just have any final comments by email.
Marilyn?
And I'm really sorry. I heard part of
Marilyn,
what Hadia said, but I
we
couldn't
couldn't
hear
hear you
everything.
now.
If we could just hear by email. Sorry.
For Ching, we can hear you.
I'm sorry, I think that's Judith speaking.
Marilyn, please continue. I think Ching has disconnected from the Adobe connection. I'm assuming he is reconnecting, so maybe just want to continue with your suggestion and hopefully he'll be back in the meantime.
Thanks. I just didn't want to interrupt Judith if she wanted to speak first. Judith, are you okay if I continue? But I don't want to interrupt you if you want to continue.
Marilyn, please
Okay,
go
I'll
ahead.
continue. Thanks. As a member of the small group, I would just ask for any final comments by email so that we can take those into account and also deal with any duplication. And where we have questions, because we will be coming up to our public session, I think we could have a segment where we have these are the remaining questions, and we ask for community comments on those remaining questions. But I really think we're pretty close on this. It's taken a lot of work, and if people could just send in, yes, Ahadia, thank you so much. Any final comments to us by email, then the small group could work with Marika and the ICANN staff, and then we have anything that's still in question open for our public session. If that would work for everyone.
Thanks, Marilyn. Just checking, this is Marika, just checking whether Ching is back on audio.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can, Ching.
That's great. Sorry about I wasn't here the most part of the conversation, but I'm seeing in the chat room that Marine and Vanda agrees with Marilyn's suggestion. Are you saying that let's set a deadline saying next Wednesday to make sure that you have the some extra days to send your comments by email, so then we can proceed to wrap this up for this particular work. Yeah, I can. I'm seeing Marilyn saying yes for any further proposed edits or questions. We can move on. And once again, I apologize for everyone who's just joined or has not been able to switch smoothly from the previous telephone bridge. So you might find this call a little bit difficult to follow. So Martin, you're in. I've noted that you expect to receive the response shortly. Let's making sure after this call we have several days and then we wrap this up. So, okay. So in this case, we're good with this. So. For this particular item, I'm seeing we check A, B, and C. We have a concrete day for the deadline, so that's good. So why don't we move on just simply to next one, the review of the straw poll survey, which we have given members and yes.
Apologies, this is Marika, but we actually have we have another document under this item that I'm just pulling up the project examples.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm actually reviewing the 3B. So yes, I apologize. Please, I understand. Also, we have some edits on this, so please share with us the updates, Marika.
This is Marika. I think as you may recall, we did discuss this document as well on the last meeting, and I think then staff had the action item to go in and kind of address the comments and try to come up with a clean version, which was then again posted for a review by the CCWG. I believe only a few minor further edits were made, and so what you see on the screen is a clean version for your review. As noted, if you go to the link that is included in the agenda, you can see the proposed changes and comments that were made. And so again, I think here the comments is the same as on the previous document. We're trying to get this into state that it's ready for inclusion in the initial report so that the broader community has the ability to weigh on in on this. And of course, that allows this group then as well to further review and consider these items. Again, you know, it's important to review the changes that were made in light of the input that the board provided. So I think the group may also need to consider as you review this whether indeed those comments have been sufficiently addressed and that this indeed now is in the state that it could be included in the initial report.
Okay. Thank you, Marika. So I think the wording-wise, with the preamble, with the edits received, and I'm seeing also at the very end of the document, we have a new example, which I think the group is a very short one, so which I think members who's on this call could have a quick look on the text and you can probably decide whether this is good, it fits in, or do you have any further comments? Please let me see if you have any questions on this text. I think right now, but for this particular version, also we've been working on this for a while, and just for for myself, I'm seeing this particular version, it's gets stabilized much more than the earlier ones. So can I maybe just to take the liberty and saying that we're also having the deadline as like the one for the preamble. If you have any further comments or edits, please have them in the next couple of days, and once again we will wrap it up and to incorporate them in the response and eventually in the initial report. Okay, I see two hands up. So firstly, Tony, please.
Yes, I apologize. I was struggling to get my connection right. I only joined about 3 minutes ago. What was the deadline that was agreed upon for the preamble? And I understand that you're suggesting we use the same deadline for the examples list. Is that correct? And what was the deadline, please?
Right. The deadline would be next Wednesday, the 30th of May, and that's the deadline set for the preamble. So you're right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony. And Marilyn, please.
Thank you, Ching. Because I'm part of a small group, I can commit to the deadline of May the 30th for the preamble, but I have to ask for a few more days for the examples, because that requires consultation back with communities, and I'm not trying to impose U.S. dates on anyone, but this next week is a major family recognition of people who have passed, and many of us will, if we're in the U.S., we will be away. But the bigger issue, so that means I can't actually commit to consultation. I need at least a few more days. Maybe for that section, if we could have to the following Wednesday, if that would be possible?
Yeah, I mean, I do agree that because of the holidays, and I think it probably makes sense, but I think from now we have approximately 5 to 6 working days. So if we can have, not trying to bargain here, but then and also, but I mean, given the and thank you for letting me know about the holidays, and I will probably also recommend maybe let's do for this particular one. How about we set a deadline on next Friday? I mean, would that work for you, Ellen, or for I mean for our others? And I also agree with Marika. Or actually, would you like to share? I think at this point, we're not you know, in the position of adding more example or letting people to vote yes or no on anyone, but we would like to making sure that, you know, if there's really major concern on any of the example, this is the time to raise it. But other than that, any like minor wording or yes, in terms of the wordsmithing, it is we'll probably hold that part. And yeah, I'm seeing in the chat room is that Tony, let me see what you are supporting. Tony, are you supporting the extension of the deadline? Is that the case?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I wasn't clear, and my comment was taken somewhere else. I apologize. I was supporting Marilyn's suggestion. I think that the list, as Marilyn said, requires some consultation with community, and we do need a few days for that.
Okay. Yeah, it seems that we have the support on this, so. Yes, John, please feel free to add the comments on the mail. So I think if everybody can agree on this, I think it's let's do Monday for this Monday. Let me see what is the exact date for Monday. That would mean the 4th of June. Is that okay? So Marika, could you making sure that we have this particular one deadline set on the 4th of June for and so everybody can have adequate time editing and also going back to their SO and AC to make sure that we have enough input. Okay. So Marilyn, is that a new hand?
Yes,
or
I've
old
taken out of that.
Okay, thank you, Marika. Okay. With that, I think it's good that we and also it seems to me that in the chat room in the last couple minutes, it seems that there's not much that much of the objection or the comments on edits on the context of the impulse, but we all agree that let's take some more time and have some more extra days on this. I'm seeing Martin losing his connection to audio. Let's see if we can dial out to him. With that, so for this particular item, I think the next steps are clear for the preamble and also with the examples. I think we're good. So let's move on to if there's no other comments on this one, let's move on to the straw poll survey. And let me start by thanking the members. I think that we're having with one more week on, you know, having members to weigh in on their thoughts. I understand that we're also getting members to verify with some, you know, verify their input. So let's okay. Thank you, Marika, for pulling the document. Here, seeing in the chat room, Martin is trying to reload. But with this, so Marika, could you walk us through the current results on the survey, Marika?
Yes, thank you, Ching. This is Marika, and I see some people asking to make this larger. You can do that by clicking on the plus symbol at the bottom of the pod. You can zoom in yourself because it's unsynced, and this document was also attached to the agenda, so you can also open it locally to review it more closely. So in addition to this snapshot summary, you also have the link to the full survey results that was also included in the agenda. So you can scroll through that by looking at each of the questions individually. But what I attempted to do here is to provide a high-level summary. And sorry, I'm getting some background noise. Okay.
And also, sorry to interrupt you, Marika. The document that's being shown here in the Adobe room, it seems that we have the scores, the total scores, but without without it corresponds to which options or the mechanism. So are you able, or maybe we should get the members to open the link in the PDF file in the other window, because for this doc in the Adobe room, it doesn't say the scores belongs to which options.
Yeah, Ching, I just noted that as well. I'm not sure, and I'm just trying to see if there's another way. Let me see. I think I've managed now on my own screen to convert it. Let me just quickly convert it and load that up. I see indeed for some reason it has cut off the top part. Let me see if I can just fix that. But hopefully people can see indeed that it follows the 1-2-3-4 model, follows the numbering as well of the mechanisms that we've reviewed. Let me see if this works better. Hold on a second. In the meantime, I can say I'm happy to report that we did get a larger turnout by leaving the poll open for a bit longer. So the response rate as included in the survey were a bit higher than our previous turnout numbers. Although we still have quite a significant number of members as well as participants that have not provided input to the survey. I know that Judith just shared a link, but please note that those are the summary results. That is not what you're seeing here on the screen. What you see here on the screen was attached to the agenda as it was circulated on Tuesday. So now you actually should see on the top the four mechanisms and the ranking for each. So the first table in blue represents the ranking of all respondents received, so from all members and participants that participated in the survey. So again, we had 57% of members responding and 30% of participants. So you see that I think it has slightly changed from the original results where we had less people participating. But you see here that the difference between the ranking of the criteria for mechanisms 1, 2, and 4 are fairly close. The one that is lagging more behind is the ranking for mechanism number 3. The new structure would be created, example given an ICANN foundation. Within this constellation, the highest score being for mechanism 4, an established entities would be used. Yes, Ching, can you hear me? Do you still hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay, great. So again, and I think as I explained last time as well, at the moment, all criteria are ranked equally. We did ask the question whether certain criteria should be weighted differently or more heavily to reflect a greater importance. And that is a conversation we haven't really finished. But at this stage, basically, all the criteria are ranked equally, and that is what the scoring shows, again, based on all respondents. If you then move over to the table on the right, which is the orange table, that one reflects the the members' only responses. And again, you can see that the rating is slightly different. Here you see that there's seems to be a clear preference, again, based on the ranking, for mechanism 1 and 4, while 2 and 3 are more lagging behind here, and there's a bigger discrepancy between those two options. Of course, there were some other questions in the survey as well, but I think we get back to those at a later stage, looking at some of the other preliminary recommendations that were made. But I think here today we're trying to see that whether based on the results to the survey, whether the CCWG is of the view that it's possible to narrow down the number of mechanisms to be further considered. And as I may take the opportunity to remind you that basically the next phase of work would be to take, you know, whatever mechanisms you deem need to move on to the next phase as they are deemed suitable and meeting the criteria that the group has established, to basically respond to each of the charter questions from the perspective of that mechanism. So the question, I think, at this stage is, does the group want to move forward to the next stage with all the mechanisms, or do you believe that you're in a position to say, well, one of the mechanisms or two of the mechanisms actually, you know, may appear less promising than we thought, and it may make sense to first focus on, you know, this one or these two or these three, or I said, you know, on all four, moving into the next phase. Having said that, I think we've always made clear that, you know, it is an iterative process. So by discarding one mechanism in this stage of the work, that doesn't mean that it's, you know, gone forever. It just means that, you know, it doesn't go to the next phase. But if the next phase shows that, you know, the mechanisms that you've further looked into are not viable or not meeting the expectations that, you know, originally thought it would, that you always have a possibility to go back to the mechanism that you discarded at this stage of the work. So I think that is, as I understand, I think that is the conversation we are hoping to have now with you. Are we in a position to move forward with 1, 2, 3, or maybe 4 mechanisms to the next phase of work?
Great. Thank you so much, Marika. This is Qing again. So before I move to members' questions, so I would like to also reiterate what has been discussed, you know, a couple of days ago when the leadership team has the call. So as actually for Marika, as you correctly pointed out, is that this is a straw man poll, and this is should be a it is a iterative processes, but also the result shows the initial preferences, you know, only from the members or the members and the participants. I think as also from Marika's from her explanation is about that we didn't really put like weighted methods on individual questions, but also we understand, we realize that there's couple other factors. For example, the size of fund right now, as of now, has not been really firmed yet, which will really relies on couple factors that we've learned from the past, including the resolution, the final resolution of the dark web the auction, that particular fund. And also, if some of the fund needs to be, you know, shifted to the ICANN or the INR transition cost. So that several part has not been decided yet. So, but once again, this is what it is now. The results are now, but there are still some moving pieces. So I think we should be careful of, you know, sending the, you know, recommendations out, whether it's all four, or do we send, are we comfortable, let's say, in the initial report saying that here are the tools we're very confident with that. And this also, once again, needs to be checked against all the chartering questions. So, yes, I'm seeing in the chat room someone. So Nadia, you are saying that someone suggests to skip mechanism 3, and so Marilyn also suggests you are suggesting not to eliminate number 3. So why don't we just go to Tony first? Tony, please.
Yes, I've been asked to make a statement by the Commercial Stakeholder Group, the CST, concerning the experience we just went through with the straw poll. And basically, while we were able to provide a top-level indicative indication, although not one with a unanimous support, until additional details on any form of implementation are defined and understood to a much greater degree, then this initial response from the CSG in the straw poll cannot be taken to assume that any of the options offered have our full support. It would also be appropriate to add that far more detail is required before that question could be answered with any degree of commitment or support from our membership. I'll be sending this to the list later. I'll write it out and send it, but I just wanted to present this comment from our group. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much, Tony. That's very valuable. Before I move to the next one, I would also personally also like to add is that fully understand the statement and the position that you're coming from, but also you're probably I think others will also just agree with me that some of the mechanism you have to really to try it before you see if it's really working or not. So there could be, you know, one scenario is that, and once again, this is just my own personal point of view, not representing my stakeholder group, which is the CCNSO, is that you probably need to, let's say you try, you know, firstly, you try number 1 and then try number 4 and see, you know, number 1 for a number of years and number 4 for the, you know, the later a couple of years, and then you see what will really work for the overall community expectation. And then once again, this is really based on how much, you know, the size of fund that for the, you know, for this working group and eventually for everybody, to see what would be the size of fund to be utilized. Okay. So Marika, are you going to respond to Tony, or can I move to Marilyn first?
Yes.
Ah, okay. So
yes.
Marika, please.
Yes, this is Marika. It kind of moves into you know, the agenda item that was linked to this, because that was also indeed a question that came up during the last meeting. You know, should additional expertise be sought to further flesh out each mechanism? And I just wanted to share there, you know, as you know, there is a consultant that has also provided you know, expertise to the group, Sarah Berg, that is contracted by ICANN to advise the board. And she may have time and availability to work with the group on that. Again, you know, making very clear that this would be general descriptions. This wouldn't and be any kind of advocacy or implementation guidance on any of these models, but looking more for kind of general description to describe what each mechanism would look like and entail. And so that would also help then you know, for the initial report for the broader community to understand what each of these mechanisms would actually look like and what they mean. Because of course now we have indeed, we have a one-line description, and I think in many cases, you know, probably many of us have an idea of what we think it means. But it's probably important as well that we have a more detailed description that can be reviewed and understood. And as Tony noted, that may then help as well in a subsequent phase of work for people to make a well-informed decision on which of the mechanisms best meets the criteria to move forward. So that is an option that the group has available and may assist in moving forward in that regard.
Thank you, Marika.
Can I respond?
Yes, Tony, you may, please.
Can I respond?
Yes, please go ahead.
Very briefly, actually. Thank you, Marika. That was very helpful. And my next concern would be, is it the intention to include these four options as they are described today in the initial report? Because if that happens, how will the community have, as Marika pointed out, sufficient substance on which to make adequate comments? Thank you.
Thank you, Tony, for the input. That's right. You nailed down a couple of good points, and also for Marika's points. I think yes, it's always helpful to have more descriptive text to making sure that not only the members but the SO and AC that represent will have enough information about where this is coming from and how this working group is going to interpret it and then to implement this. So I think that's a viable the option and also the resources, but let's hold that thought and let me go to Marilyn. Marilyn, please.
Thanks, Ching. Marilyn Kate speaking. So I'm going to lay out a couple of issues that I see. And I'm not going to tell you that I'm an expert myself, but I have hired and fired a lot of experts in the past, and I learned a lot from them. So here's what I'm going to say. There is actually no statistical difference, given the fact that only 16 of the members out of 28 responded. I know people look at that and go, oh, wow, that's 57%. That's not an accountable number of members who are appointed to this group. Secondly, 14 participants out of 46 responded. That's not an accountable number of participants. So then I look at the summaries, and I'm not being critical, staff, but please, I'm looking at this and I'm noting, look at, I'm not suggesting we agreed on weighting, but I'm going to point out a weighting issue. On mechanism one is rated relatively under 2.0 on best equipped to operate and execute globally distributed projects and on best balance of control between ICANN and independence of fund. Yet the total came up to 34.31%. You go over to mechanism two, and it has a lower rating than mechanism one. I'm going to question that later. On mechanism three, we see that on cost efficiency, it's 1.9, but I looked at some of the information that was provided, and the information isn't even factual. It alleged that there's a 30-40% overhead to doing a separate mechanism, i.e. a ICANN foundation. That's not even a factual statement. But look again at best equipped to operate and execute globally. It has a very high rating. Also on best balance of control, it has a high rating. You look over then at mechanism four, everybody seems to be jumping up and down saying, oh, we'll just go with an established entity. I posted this twice, but I'm going to raise it again. Established entities have boards, missions, and criteria. We can't just impose, and I don't think that's even been thought about effectively, and I really want to challenge this. You can't just come into an existing mechanism and say, oh, boys and girls, take on our new project. And by the way, you have to change your bylaws and your board directors to do that. I really feel like we've taken a opinion poll as opposed to a fact-based poll. And I feel that very strongly. I also do not find a statistical variance sufficient to eliminate any of the options. I propose we examine the options more clearly. And secondly, I'm just going to say, I appreciate the fact that ICANN has a consultant, but we invited that consultant to advise us. I want there to be a very clear firewall that ICANN's consultant is advising us and will not be proposing to do anything other than advise us, such as proposing herself or an entity she's affiliated with in whatever the mechanism is, including whether it's option one or two.
Thank you, Marilyn. Can everybody hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hello? Okay, thank you. I think definitely this needs to go beyond just statistical numbers. I think we should really look into each, the numbers are actually representing, for each particular, elements or questions. As a group, I think a strawman poll, as we all agree, is, a very effective way of, getting a initial consensus built, and then I think we probably all know that this is a way of, at least we know that, how the members in general are thinking at this point of time. Also, I fully agree with Marilyn, is that at this point of time to eliminate any of the option here, given the reason that you just shared, and also I also concerning that whether some of the mechanism, maybe it's worthy to give it a try at some point of time that could work out for the community. So, but once again, I think there's some degree of understanding of where it is standing now. We are standing now, but we need more descriptive works. Perhaps the group can start with some, but I think for the time and also the schedule of this working group, I think once again we might need some outside help, but fully agree with Marilyn. You absolutely right on pointing out the firewall for the consultant, whether he or she, she might have the influence or the a strong or positive or negative in the impact on the outcome of the group. Marika, you have some comments?
Yes, thank you, Ching. I wanted to respond to Mero's comment about the firewall and advice. I just wanted to make clear that, at least at this stage, the suggestion is to ask Sarah to help with description of these mechanisms, not any kind of advice or advocacy or anything like that. And, of course, anything that is provided by her is will be shared for the group for review, comments, edits, feedback. So, of course, if at some point you do want to ask for advice or more specific questions, that it may be a separate conversation, but we're definitely not talking at this point in time about Sarah providing any kind of advice on any of these mechanisms, and more to assist us with writing a factual description of you know, what each mechanism would look like and what it would basically entail. So indeed, there's some more information available that can be used by the CCWG as part of its initial report, but also then to maybe better understand or then further dive into some of the questions or issues that you may need further information on or may need to consider further as you, you know, look at these different mechanisms. From what I gather from comments and feedback, it does seem that the group is not ready yet to you know, discard any of these four. So I think then indeed the question is, you know, how, what to do next or how then move to the next phase. And Ching, I don't know if you want to cover that or if I can make some suggestions maybe here, let me know because I don't want to overstep my role here.
Yeah, I mean, whether we would like to, yeah, thanks for pointing it out, and thanks for actually to remind me. And I at this point, I don't know if we should make the call for next step now because, as you just pointed out, and also Tony pointed out, is that firstly, the more information for each individual question or criteria needs to be elaborated more in order for any stakeholder groups to come back with more adequate response. So that's for sure. That actually we know. So, but we also need to address once again if the help is from the outside, from the IACN contracted partner. Yeah, I mean, I think we should make that very clear. So I do not know that if the group is going to say yes for this meeting that we're going to actually engage with her, so I mean once again, what do you have in mind? Please share with us, please, Marika, if you have any good suggestions of how to move things forward, please let us know.
Yes, thank you, Ching. And so indeed, so basically the next phase of work is to look at all the charter questions and start answering those for each of the mechanisms. That may also then help to kind of dig deeper in some of the details or some of the expectations with regards to each of the mechanisms. So a possible approach could be, and it's not too difficult to do, to basically create a kind of template where, you know, you show all the charter questions on the one hand side and the different mechanisms at the top. So people start working on kind of starting to draft responses to each of the charter questions from the perspective of each mechanism. And that may then help, you know, facilitate as well a common understanding. Does indeed everyone agree that, you know, that is indeed how that charter question would look like from the perspective of that mechanism, or whether there are indeed discrepancies or different perspectives on how certain things would work from the perspective of each mechanism. And again, it may allow then for, you know, picking out some of the items that you may need further consideration or where further expertise is needed, but it may provide for a starting point to go into more of a deep dive on some of these issues and questions. I note Marilyn's comment, and I think that is definitely foreseen. I mean, Xavier and Samantha have been active participants in this group, although I know for this meeting there's a finance webinar going on in parallel, and I'm assuming that especially Xavier is presenting there. So I don't think by involving Sarah, that doesn't mean that we no longer have participation or input from Xavier and Samantha, and obviously especially on the mechanisms one and two, they're obviously the experts in that regard, and they have already provided quite some information on those two mechanisms and the implications. But again, maybe by going into the deep dive on the charter questions, we'll uncover, you know, further questions or further information that is needed. And then, of course, the group can decide indeed, you know, who would be best placed to provide that information. And it may also be that there's some of the other external experts that have provided input and may be in a position to provide feedback or input on some of those more detailed questions. So that may be a possible way forward. I guess the question is partly, what is the best way of moving forward in that work? Is that something that, if the group believes indeed we can start with a kind of template, is that something where, you know, we look for volunteers to start working on this? Would the group prefer that staff work with leadership team to kind of take a first stab? what do you believe is the best path forward? And you know, one thing I wanted to note, and I think I did point it out in the chat, of course, you know, moving to the next phase, you know, with four mechanisms, of course, means more work than doing it with one or two. So at some point, the group will need to review the work plan and see the impact it has on that with regards to being able to deliver on the different milestones and make sure to factor that in as you plan your work going ahead.
Thank you, Marika. Tony? Tony, you have a hand up.
Thank you. Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you, Tony.
Thanks, Marika. That was very helpful. And I, from my perspective, there is work to be done here. Now, my first reflection is Panama is only, 3 weeks until we get there? This is going to take a sizable amount of work and consultation with experts, as Marilyn has suggested. And how are we going to get results from this work and something to show, and then refer that back to our communities and get input from them for a final, let's say a final draft? How are we going to do that in 3 weeks? I don't think that's feasible. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony. I also share the same concern. And also, you know, the other thing is that as a culture, I mean, I think we all agree that you know, for this particular call and on this particular issue, I think it will be just very important and necessary to make sure that, you know, actually Erica is also on this call. So I'm at this point, I must confess to you, I'm a little bit reluctant to make calls on, you know, any of the items here. But I think we note that, and people actually agreed on, at this point of time, not to drop any of the mechanism. I think that's a much clearer signal. For the getting additional expertise, either from the inside, from the ICANN staff, or from the outside, which I think in this group at this point of time, as Tony pointed out, the tremendous amount of work being able to elaborate things, and also the item to be you know, to be shared among the community is also very important, but it seems that it is not 100%, you know, at this particular point of time that we can say, hey, let's go, you know, option A or B or C. So shall we just leave it to the, and also, by the way, Xavier and Sam is not here with us. So I think we just make the note of the discussion today. And from now to the next week, I think let's make the discussion on the mailing list, which we can get actually all the people, including those who's on the call and also with Erica and others from ICANN to join and waiting. Let's make a decision on this next meeting. How do we go from here? Is that okay with everybody?
Ching, this is Marika. If I can just ask you for my notes and action items. So you're proposing to discuss on the mailing list the next steps with regards to moving forward with the four mechanisms. Is that what you're suggesting, or did I miss it?
You're absolutely right. So let's make it having a further discussion over the mailing list and you know, to further decide our next step in the next call.
Great. I make a note of that. Is it helpful if staff, as part of that action item, share the kind of template that the group could use to start moving forward on the charter question?
Hello, Marika. I missed.
Sorry, Ching. So this is Marika. My question is, would it be helpful if staff shared a kind of template that could potentially be used in moving forward the discussions on the four mechanisms with the related charter questions?
That sounds like, if this can be done by the next meeting, I think that would be helpful. But having in mind that for this call, we haven't decided, at this point of time, how to move from here to expand our work. So, but if you can bring up example, this is how the staff looks forward to getting things to extend to, and also to check against the charter question, I think that would be helpful. But once again, as I said, I don't think we're at this particular call, we're making any decision. So let's hold it for a while.
Okay.
In the chat room, I think...
Yes,
Marilyn, you have... Yes, please, Marilyn.
It's Marilyn. I was thinking that we did make some decisions, and I'll just go back to what I posted in the chat. I think we agreed to finalize the mission statement with a deadline for any further mission. Do I have that right? Mission? But anyway, with a deadline of a few days, we agreed to finalize the examples. We agreed to keep all four options and try to understand the four options more clearly so that we could prepare for the public session. Those were preamble. Thank you, Marika.
Yes, Marilyn, you're right. Actually, on the first two, I was saying that for number four, I think I pointed out also, fully agree with you. We're not dropping any. We're not dropping any option, any mechanism. What I was just sharing with you is about how to get things, on this particular part, how to get things done in the next step. So there's nothing different with what you said. Okay.
This is Marika.
Yes, Marika.
So I had my hand up in relation to another point in relation to planning for Panama, because I think, indeed, as I noted in the chat, one of the things, and maybe that's something we can consider during next week's meeting, is indeed to consider, is there enough substance to present and share with the community to warrant a high-interest public session? We know it's a very packed meeting, it's a very short schedule, there are a lot of things going on, although we may come to agreement on the preamble and the project examples list, those are two documents that I think we've already shared previously with the broader community, and as such, do not present that much news in that regard, and especially if we're still in the process of kind of fleshing out the four mechanisms. We've already shared as well in open sessions, the four mechanisms that the group is looking at and considering. So again, the group may want to consider during next week's meeting if there is sufficient substance to take to Panama to warrant a public session, because we do, of course, not want to create a situation where people show up for a meeting and say, oh, I've already heard this all before, what is the news? So again, I think that's something we probably should be on the put on the agenda for next week's meeting.
That's a very good suggestion. Thank you for getting that in. And also, I think for the Panama meeting, it's only a few weeks away, and a lot of items in our plate. Not only this, but other issues. Once again, and we're dealing with the situation of the the size of fund and other issues not being absolutely decided. So I think there's just only a couple key things we should do. So I think let's making sure that we really deliver something. The group itself is comfortable with rather than rushing thing, but I fully understand that we should have done things, maybe in the Puerto Rico in the San Juan meeting, but we so sort of pushing things back a little bit, but hey, this is ICANN. There's a lot of incidents that could take place that only for this group that could be another distraction. Yes, once again, it is what it is. Let's still focus on the how to make sure that we incorporate the members' inputs and deliver a more quality results of this of the initial report. Tony, is that a new hand?
Yes, it's a new hand.
Yes, please, Tony.
Can I speak?
Yes, please.
Okay, I just wanted to stress that I think it's extremely important when we talk about fleshing out the mechanisms, or let's say providing detail, that we get this right. Sarah Berg, the consultant that Marilyn mentioned, impressed me quite a lot, actually, and particularly one thing she mentioned, which was reputational risk, the risk of reputation. That's not something ICANN can afford. Now, it has achieved, let's say, independence from oversight. A lot of scrutiny is placed on what ICANN does, and this is something, the mechanism, or let's say, the way the program will be executed and delivered, is extremely important to get that right. I just wanted to stress that point. Thank you.
That's a very important point. Thank you very much, Tony. Point well made. Okay. So I think we're at the designated 90 minutes time. So I think we're good to confirm the next meeting on just 1 week from now, the 30th of May. Any other business? Yes, I can see from the chat window, Nadira is saying thank you for Tony making a great point. Yes, Marika, you have some further comments here? Marika? Oh, okay. So in this case, I think we're good with this one. Okay, no problem. So we're good with this one. So once again, thanks to everybody, and sorry for the trouble in the beginning. Glad that we made this work. So see you next time. Thanks again. Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you all. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Today's meeting has ended. The meeting has been adjourned. Thank you, everyone. Have a great day.
Message.